This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the constitution is the core pillar of the unity in the country. Terming the unity in diversity a unique feature in the country, the Prime Minister said that the government's policies and the decisions are directed towards strengthening the unity of the country. The Prime Minister said that while he was responding to a special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India in the Lok Sabha yesterday. The Prime Minister said that his government is committed to implement the Uniform Civil Code because it reflects the vision of the country's constitution makers. He said that the NDA government is working to bring the secular UCC. Prime Minister Modi proposed 11 resolutions before the Parliament aimed at shaping India's future. This includes the development of all the zero tolerance for corruption. The Prime Minister highlighted the steps taken by the NDA government to bring the unity in the country through various schemes and initiatives. On the country's rapid economic expansion, the Prime Minister said that India is committed to becoming a developed nation and it will become the third largest economy in the coming years. Lauding the glorious journey of the Indian constitution during the last 75 years, the Prime Minister said that this is a matter of pride for the country. He remembered the contribution made by the framers, saying that the Indian democracy is the inspiration for the entire world. Mr. Modi said that the government is working with a focus of women-led development and Nari Shakti Vandan Adhyanam was passed by the Parliament last year. Vice President of India Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a one-day tour to Gwalior, Madhya Pradesh from today. During this visit, the Vice President will inaugurate the Geoscience Museum and he will also preside as the chief guest at unveiling the statue of Srimant Jivaji Rao Sindhya at Jivaji University in Gwalior, Madhya Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday chaired the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. Mr. Modi will address the conference today. The 3-day conference, which began on Friday, is focusing on the evolution and the implementation of the Common Development Agenda and the blueprint of cohesive action in partnership with the states. The conference aims to further strengthen the partnership between the center and the state governments, with a focus of enhancing the cooperative federalism and ensuring the better coordination to achieve the faster growth and development. BJP President JP Nadda has lauded the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's speech delivered during the debate of the 75 years of the constitution adoption, saying it will remove the web of confusion being spread by the Congress and the opposition on the constitution and other subjects. Talking to X, Mr. Nadda wrote that the beginning of the celebration of the Constitution Day and the following of the ideals of the architect of the Constitution, Baba Saheb Ambedkar, is a proof that BJP is a true protector of the Constitution. In the last 10 years, under the leadership of Mr. Modiji, we are all determined to the upliftment of every section and the all-round development of the country. He said that our commitment towards the integral humanism and the Antyodaya will give the concrete shape to resolve the building of the developed India. Nadda further said that the Prime Minister Narendra Modi has shared 11 resolutions with the countrymen in the Lok Sabha on the completion of 75 years of the Constitution. The Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, has reached Indonesia for a 4-day visit. During this visit, he will engage in the bilateral discussions with the top-level Indonesian government and the defense officials, including the Defense Minister of Indonesia, Lieutenant General Safari Jamsuddin, the Commander of the Indonesian Armed Forces, General Agus Subianto, and the Chief of the Staff of the Indonesian Navy, Admiral Muhammad Ali. The discussions will cover a broad spectrum of the defense cooperation areas, particularly the maritime security, joint initiatives, and exploring avenues for further strengthening the operational and the collaboration between the two navies. And that is the end of this news bulletin.